Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Giovanni meets Kit Carson in Sim. Giovanni paused during his long trek away from Baldy Mountain near Elizabethtown to take in some of the crisp mountain air. He looked at the beauty of the land, and for the last time in many months, he felt a longing that there should be someone at his side to share in the experience. The Christmas ogre had left him a few days prior since, by tradition, he could not remain awake after the Feast of the Three Kings on January the 6th. He had bidden Giovanni a heartfelt goodbye as he had turned on his heel and he had gone up into the hills, unable to stifle a yawn. As the hermit approached the Cimarron Mountains, he paused again to admire their harsh beauty. He fairly chuckled to himself as he thought of the old apocryphal story that the mountains had been named after a comment made by a chuck wagon cook who, after he had prepared the noon meal, had cried out to the wranglers, "Cimarron!" It was a nice little tale, but hardly accurate. The truth of the matter was that the documents of the Bobien Miranda land grant in that area, dating back to the 1840s, had referred to the wild hilltop features of the area as Cimarron. The high country, the high woods in the area were called Carneros Cimarrones by the locals, and the top of any hill was called its cima in Spanish. For many years, many travelers had been pouring through this mountain village, and it was fast acquisition as a cowboy capital and capital known. It was also the last stop on the Santa Fe Trail house. The hermit waddled into the outskirts of town, fairly winded from his journey down. As he was massaging the top of one foot against the shin of his other leg, he looked up to see a man on horseback approaching him. He had his gaze fixed intently on Giovanni, studying him. "Howdy do, stranger," he said, coming up right up to the hermit. "It's quite rare for us to see men of the cloth in this here neck of the territory. But I suppose with the end of that wretched civil war, we can expect more and more strangers in these parts. By the way, I'm Christopher Carson, if I hadn't told you, but you can call me Kit." Giovanni was happy to see a man who looked to be a few years younger than he was. "Good morning," he said, returning the other man's greeting. "Are you on your way into Cimarron also?" "No, I don't think so," replied Kit Carson. "I'm just passing through on my way back to Taos. I just finished a lot of work in California, and I rode back over rails to Willow Springs. But from here, I either ride this here horse or I hoof it on back." "Is there anything interesting here in Cimarron?" asked the hermit of Kit Carson. "Well, if I was you, I wouldn't be hanging around here for too long. This place has quite the reputation of being the hangout of the James Gang."
"What's the James Gang?" asked Giovanni.
"Why, it's a group of men that live together," came the reply.
"You mean like the 12 apostles of Jesus?" asked Giovanni.
"Not quite."
Kit Carson smiled at the naivete and innocence of the hermit.
"The James Gang is responsible for many of the stagecoach robberies that happen in these here mountain passes. They were trained by Quantrill's guerrillas. The two brothers, James and Frank, lead them, assisted by their friend Cole Younger. The pickings must be mighty fine to risk getting caught by the law," said the hermit, suddenly ashamed of himself for having picked up the accent and twang being used by Kit Carson. He cleared his throat.
"Is there anything else worth seeing up here?" he asked demurely.
"Well, I ain't exactly sure, but you might ask that young un there," said Kit Carson, pointing to the 20s.
Giovanni glanced over to where the young man was chopping wood and sweating up a storm. As the two older men approached the primitive ranch house where he was, he unbuttoned his shirt and took it off. He wiped his forehead and underarms with it. He spit on the ground.
"Howdy do," said Kit Carson, using the same greeting that he had used on the hermit. "Good morning for chopping wood." "Why, I'd rather be out shooting and rabbit hunting in this snow," said the younger man. "I'm William, by the way. You can call me Bill.
Giovanni gazed deep into the clear eyes of the young man. His intuition told him that this intelligent-looking young man knew a thing or two about how to survive in these wild parts. His mystical intuition also told him something else. This young man would be embalmed and re-embalmed 16 times after his own death. You have been walking in the footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.